Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Really grateful to have you here today. Thank you for just joining me every day of this year to be prayed for. It's such a privilege, and I am so grateful to have this opportunity to pray for you. All right, today we're reading from Exodus chapter 28, verses 1 through 22 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Bring Aaron your brother and his sons with him near to you from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. You shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother, for glory and for beauty. You shall speak to all who are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they make Aaron's garments to sanctify him, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. These are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a fitted tunic, a turban, and a sash. They shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother and his sons, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. They shall use the gold and the blue and the purple and the scarlet and the fine linen. They shall make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen, the work of skillful workmen. It shall have two shoulder straps joined to the ends of it, that it may be joined together. The skillfully woven band which is on it shall be like its work and of the same piece, of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. You shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the children of Israel, six of their names on the one stone, and the names of the six that remain on the other stone in the order of their birth. With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, you shall engrave the two stones according to the names of the children of Israel. You shall make them to be enclosed in settings of gold. You shall put the two stones on the shoulder straps of the ephod, to be stones of memorial for the children of Israel. Aaron shall bear their names before Yahweh on his two shoulders, for a memorial. You shall make settings of gold and two chains of pure gold, and you shall make them like cords of braided work. You shall put the braided chains on the settings. You shall make a breastplate of judgment, the work of the skillful workmen. Like the work of the ephod, you shall make it of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. You shall make it. It shall be a square and folded double. A span shall be its length, and a span its width. You shall set in its settings of stones four rows of stones. A row of ruby, topaz, and beryl shall be the first row, and the second row a turquoise, a sapphire, and an emerald, and the third row a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst, and the fourth row a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be enclosed in gold in their settings. The stones shall be according to the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, everyone according to his name. They shall be for the 12 tribes. You shall make on the breastplate chains like cords of braided work of pure gold. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you again for the specificity of these particular garments and how they are to be beautiful and full of glory and to prepare Aaron to minister before you. And so, Lord, as we look at some of these things, they're very similar to like the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, all those things that we are to wear as we go into battle today. And so, Lord, would you clothe our feet with a gospel of peace? Would you give us that helmet of salvation? Would you surround us with songs of deliverance? Would you give us the ability to wield the sword of the Spirit with your strength and with your power, Lord? The word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. And so, Lord, help us to love your word today, to spend time in your word, to experience your word. And Lord, thank you that sometimes as I've read these, and this might be helpful to some folks who are listening, that I just sketch them because I can't really picture them, what these ephods look like, but I can certainly draw a little picture. And sometimes in the past, I have put in my journal just a, as it's being described, I've drawn a very rudimentary stick figure picture of what that might look like. And so, Lord, help us to visualize what these breastplates look like. And thank you for the precious stones, that each one is unique and each one represents a tribe. And that reminds me that each one of us is unique and that you you see us that way and you love us just the same, that we don't have to be like everyone else. We can be gloriously us, Lord, and help us not to compare ourselves to others and try to be gold when we're silver, or a barrel when we are jacinth, but to be happy with who you have made us to be. Help us to be joyful in our own skin, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As you know, The Most Misunderstood Women of the Bible has come out in the past couple weeks. And losing my voice. And so if you're interested in that kind of biblical fiction where I tie it as closely to the Bible as possible, but I look at 10 misunderstood women of the Bible. So I pray that if that intrigues you, pick up a copy. And thank you so much for being a patron of the literary world of me. So thank you. And I hope today is a day of true, true peace.